RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Deadpool 2, now playing in area theaters.
After the first Deadpool, I wondered if the sarcasm, hyper-awareness, and mockery of superhero franchises would impact how audiences flocked and responded to superheroes who continued to take themselves seriously. Deadpool broke box office records for R-rated movie openings, but it did not put a dent in those Avengers. Black Panther and Infinity War grossed more than the GDPs of small countries. It probably didn't hurt the Justice League either, but that series requires no help in hurting itself. Apparently, comic book movie fans can go from pointing fingers and nodding along with jokes about Wolverine to just barely choking off the tears when Logan finally gets to that great big adamantium claw in the sky. Deadpool came out of nowhere to make audiences howl in hysterical laughter. This guy was truly funny. His language is grotesque, his pop culture spears are current and merciless, and his supporting characters, like the blind old woman coke addict, are unforgettable. We love celebrity roasts on Comedy Central, and we love it when folks take down the serious in a way that works. Ryan Reynolds knows how to lampoon the never-ending franchises and spin-offs in a way things like Scary Movie 5 and anything starring Marlon Wayans does not. Deadpool 2 is a capable enough sequel, but the blindsiding originality is gone. We know the pace of the banter. We expect the one-liner quips during acting scenes, how T.J. Miller's bartender will get off a riff or two, and how Deadpool is probably his own worst enemy. The dialogue is still drop-dead funny, and the visual humor is some of the best we will see this year. But the pure, unexpected joy of something new is gone. No matter how sharp and outrageous Deadpool is now, and in any future sequels or franchises, the novelty is over. Ryan Reynolds and company are not hiding the fact they are setting up Deadpool to become a buddy action franchise like the Avengers and Justice League. It looks like we are going to get X-Force next. I had no idea what X-Force was going into this and how close or far it is from the X-Men, a group name absurdly close to X-Force. They even share a member or two. But before X-Force can become a thing, we need group members, and Deadpool must undergo some emotional heavy lifting. Deadpool, aka Wade Wilson, cares about one thing most of all, Wade Wilson. The man who cannot die saves what is left over from loving himself to loving his girlfriend Vanessa, played by Monica Baccarin. The two are ready to procreate, start the family phase of their lives, until terrible things happen, and Deadpool must figure out his future as a solo artist. Suicide is at the top of his list, but the irony is only skin deep when you want to kill yourself, yet you are the man who cannot die. Deadpool gets a second, third, through eighth chance to learn lessons about feelings and helping others when he comes across Russell, played by Julian Dennison. Julian Dennison is Ricky Baker from The Hunt for the Wilder People. I love this kid and his thick New Zealand accent. Russell's mutant powers are flinging fireballs from his fists, and he is quickly attaining the anger issues to make a skill like that quite dangerous. Deadpool seems tailor-made to help this kid, if only he could shut up for a few seconds to think it through. From out of nowhere, a warrior named Cable, played by Josh Brolin, drops in from the future to kill little Russell. In the future, Russell's anger issues morph into a not-so-pleasant supervillain, and Cable is here to take care of the problem at its genesis. Don't even attempt to unravel the time travel details here. Cable can only guess how far back in time he'll go, and the device only works twice. Most convenient, to be sure. What sounds like a few characters is really a clown show of cameos and bit parts as heroes enter and leave just as quickly, as Deadpool puts together the initial X-Force, fights Cable to a bunch of stalemates, and chases Russell around hoping to save a kid who no longer wants to be saved. Director David Leitch, new to the franchise by way of John Wick and Atomic Blonde, has just the resume to tackle the thorny issues of Deadpool, trying to make room in his heart for a fat kid. John Wick was the fresh jolt of energy the action genre was looking for, and Atomic Blonde put a quality spin on Cold War graphic novel adaptations. Leitch keeps it moving and packs in more fighting in a scene than a human eye or mind can fully comprehend. The Marvel fanbase will be just fine with the overload, but anyone looking for Black Panther depth or Batman brooding will not find a home here. This is for the misfits, not confident leaders of the pack. Deadpool takes those leaders, like Wolverine, and uses them as paperweights and ammunition for his next broadside. That is why I give Deadpool 2 3 out of 4 stars.
Deadpool 2 is rated R, now playing at the Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.